AccuWeather forecast, a flash flood watch into tonight. Clouds and sun today, a chance for some showers and storms, high near 80 degrees. Caledonia police and paramedics dispatched after 9:30 this morning to the 6600 block of Highway 38 for a 911 call from a passerby about finding a man with a gunshot wound to the head along the side of the road. The victim reportedly still breathing when first responders arrived, police immediately shutting down southbound traffic at 38 on Linwood and then northbound at 5 Mile Road. Caledonia paramedics then took the victim into Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency, his status, however, unknown. Texas, Wisconsin, and almost a dozen other states asking a federal judge in Fort Worth today to end Obama administration recommendations on bathroom access to transgender students, arguing they are unlawful, quote, radical changes, unquote. U.S. Department of Justice's position is that the policies are recommendations without the force of law and that the plaintiffs have no standing to request an injunction. The new school year is still a few weeks from starting, but Caledonia's Tracy Went will not be with students when the doors open. She's on unpaid leave from her job as a teacher at Lakeview Elementary School in South Milwaukee, that after being arrested and charged this week with possession of drugs at her home. She and her husband James facing drug allegations and will return to court next week. The criminal complaint says they turned to selling marijuana as a way to deal with financial problems. A new and improved game plan for Kenosha County helping victims of sexual assault celebrated last night in a courtroom developed by the county's Sexual Assault Response Team, or SART. Members include Rebecca Rodriguez.
I think that this is really beneficial for our community. People don't realize how much this is going to improve the process and make it so that there's less re-victimization of the sexual assault victims.
One change to the plan, according to Rodriguez, bringing Gateway, UW Parkside, and Carthage into the mix while including attention to juveniles.
Usually SARTs are for adult victims, and we collaborated with the Child Advocacy Center to include the pediatric victim also, and we included UW Parkside, Carthage College, and Gateway, and that's unique to the SART process.
Last night's event also included former Kenosha County Prosecutor Geraldine Dietz. She talked about being sexually assaulted herself back in the 1980s while at UW-Madison, and how protocols then have changed dramatically to better help victims. Well, we keep hearing about the Zika virus and how it's showing up more and more. Now comes word about possible movement in Washington to try to do something about it. Here's reporter Al Smith.
Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Matthews-Burwell told congressional leaders she will use her authority to transfer $34 million in funds within the National Institute of Health to help fight the Zika virus. She also told Democrats and Republicans in the House and Senate she plans to move $47 million to the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority to prevent delays in developing a vaccine to fight the virus. Florida now has 25 confirmed cases of the Zika virus. Al Smith, Washington.
In an effort to deal with a $2.5 million budget deficit, a proposed wheel tax of at least $20 now being discussed in Milwaukee County, along with a halt of the county's transit system's free go pass for seniors and people with disabilities. A county wheel tax was last proposed about 6 years ago, but got rejected by the county board. And the Racine Loan Board of Review on yesterday with an $800,000 loan that's still out there from nearly 20 years ago. It was made to Main Lake LLC, dissolved years back, and for which an attorney told the city, you can't collect on it. Nothing decided by the Loan Board of Review. Deferring action for the second straight time. Another meeting is going to be taking place on September the 8th. Two major bond rating companies upgrading Kenosha County when it comes to general obligation bonds and long-term obligations to the second highest rating available. County officials learning that Standard & Poor's Global and Fitch ratings have increased the county to a AA-plus status, with both citing the county's growing economy, strong management, and fiscal policies. Well, speaking of money, somebody holding a $50,000 Powerball ticket purchased in Caledonia for the Wednesday night drawing. That ticket bought at the Pick and Save on Douglas Avenue. Ticket matched four of the five numbers plus the Powerball, the winner with 180 days in which to claim the prize. Next Powerball drawing tomorrow night, the estimated jackpot, $82 million. Couple of teenagers hurt early this morning in a Racine traffic mishap around Marquette and Albert Streets. It turned into a hit and run. It was after 12:30 a.m. that police and paramedics were dispatched to a child on a bicycle struck by a car. The victim, around 14 years old, was taken into Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency, complaining of pain all over. During the response, a second reported victim, a 15-year-old, was located. Additional information still not available at this point from police, except that the offending car was silver. For Southeast Wisconsinites who fly out of O'Hare Airport in Chicago, that site now getting even bigger with a new runway project.
The latest east-west runway will be the second longest at O'Hare when it's complete in 2020. Mayor Emanuel says with all the new runways combined, O'Hare has effectively added an airport the size of Midway to its capacity.
Literally, we'll have fit the final runway. The efficiency that was added was the equivalent of Midway Airport being lifted up and moved to O'Hare.
The city says the new runway will make it easier for flights to leave and arrive on time, especially in bad weather. They say it will also allow the city to balance the jet noise over a wider area of homes and businesses by rotating nighttime flights. David Stewart, Chicago.
And Donald Trump's team and the Republican National Committee reportedly having a big meeting today as the campaign tends to nosedive, at least in the polls. It's reportedly, according to Politico, a come-to-Jesus moment for the campaign. Highway 38 between Five Mile Road and Linwood Drive in Caledonia closed to traffic for an investigation of a man found with a gunshot wound to the head. That in the 6600 block of 38. That happened after 9:30 this morning. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson indicating that one way or another, his election rematch with Democrat Russ Feingold will be his last term in office. Speaking in Wausau, Johnson reinforced his desire to put the nation back on a sustainable path and to fix problems structurally while not worrying about reelection because, in his words, let's face it, this would be my last term. Johnson went on to say, quote, I'm not going to run again. I'm going to do this one last time. And hopefully I can have a partner in the White House that I can really achieve results with and then go home with the satisfaction that I've done everything possible to put this nation back on a sustainable path. A recent Marquette Law School poll, however, projecting Russ Feingold with a 49-43% lead. A new federal government report says the cost of expanding Medicaid to millions more low-income people increasing faster than expected among some states, at least where governors have allowed it. The story from Scott Carr.
In a recent report to Congress, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says the cost of Medicaid expansion in 2015 was $6,366 per person. That's about 49% higher than what was previously estimated. The report's raising questions about a vital part of the Affordable Care Act, which called for the federal government to pay the entire cost of the Medicaid expansion from 2014 through the end of this year. A further proposal from President Obama may be complicated by the new cost estimate. The administration has proposed giving states that have not expanded Medicaid 3 years of full federal financing, no matter when they start. Scott Carr, Washington.
After serving a quarter century as director of Kenosha's Frank Neighborhood Project, Pastor Bill Harris is discouraged that so little progress has been made toward improving the lives of children for that Central City area, venting at a community forum last night hosted by the NAACP at Lincoln Park. It had been set up for discussing police and community relations issues, but it covered a variety of others.
I've been working in this city for the last 25 years, and some of the same things that I've been working on are still going on. Because parents are not standing up. We're holding everybody responsible except parents. When do we hold them responsible?
Some six dozen people attending that forum last night, including the police chief, Dan McInnes, and Kenosha Mayor, John Antaramian. Kenosha Unified School Board member Rebecca Stevens made the motion to name the new sports stadium at Bradford High School after one-time board member Olin Arrington Jr., which was approved on a 3-2 vote, but against a naming committee's recommendation, a decision that set off a firestorm of controversy. Through a social media posting, Stevens is now requesting the issue be reconsidered at the board's next meeting. She acknowledges the controversy caused by the vote, resulting in a lot of constituent response, plus there was the fact that two board members, Mike Volkovsky and Dan Wade, were not in attendance at the decision-making meeting. Wade telling the Kenosha News that if Stevens had not done so, he would have moved for reconsideration. Stevens' Facebook posting, by the way, suggesting a possible compromise. Olin Arrington Field at Mary D. Bradford Stadium. The rezoning application for a two-story former warehouse building at 1325 14th Street in Uptown Racine, once owned by D.P. Wigley, recommended for approval by the City Plan Commission. It would create a photo studio on the first floor and residential space on the second. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski saying the proposal, it fits into the overall plan for redeveloping Uptown. The applicant, Danielle Bearwald, said she's still working on buying that site.
Part of my offer to purchase on this property is the rezoning and then the site proposal plan. So that's the hurdles that we're jumping through in order to turn this property into a place that I can live, as well as my partner have his photography studio on the first floor. So that's the timetable here. I'm not the owner yet, but it is conditioned on this zoning change.
Lydia Anthony, the president of the Uptown Business Improvement District Board, had one word to describe the project, Yahoo.
I'm going to be looking out at this property from my deck, And we were so thrilled with Twin Disc doing all of that work. And now with the A flat that just happened on Washington Avenue, I think this is a wonderful step in the right direction.
Work to restore the building, including new HVAC and windows, could take up to 2 years. The Common Council expected to approve it, which would set up the need for a public hearing. A new survey out showing the number of people who've claimed to be heavy smokers, well, it's way down these days.
The percentage of Americans who say they smoke at least a pack of cigarettes a day has fallen sharply over the last 10 years and is now at an all-time low of 26%. Gallup notes the smoking rates began to drop around the same time smoking bans were put into place in many states and municipalities and mirrors an overall decline in smoking.
After an almost 3-month search, the city of Racine has found its new affirmative action officer, and the Affirmative Action Human Rights Commission only had to look in-house to determine that Rashonda Kenyon meets the job criteria.
I started off in the IT department, and I moved over to HR 8 years ago. I started in the HR clerk position, moved up to HR assistant, and then to benefits coordinator. So the last time the position came open, I didn't look at it because I'd been in the benefits coordinator position just since 2013. But now I feel like I'm ready for it.
Kenyon's recommendation to be the affirmative action officer, going to the mayor and then to the Common Council next week. Democratic 1st Congressional District candidate Ryan Solon says he discovered an unsolicited and unwanted endorsement from a man named Andrew Anglin with an internet site, The Daily Stormer, who's known as a neo-Nazi and a white supremacist, and the website espousing nothing but hate. Solon issued a news release in which he soundly rejects the endorsement, says he does not want votes from anybody who supports intolerance toward others, says it only came to his attention through social media. Meanwhile, he continues to point out there has been no word from Paul Ryan's camp regarding a requested debate. The total value of all taxable property in the state of Wisconsin went up a modest 3% this year. The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance also with local numbers. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Locally, Racine County equalized value rose 2% this year to $14.17 billion, while equalized value in Kenosha County rose 5.6%, putting it into the top 10 in growth. WisTax noting that the county is within commuting distance of Chicago. Milwaukee County's equalized value increased 3%. The state's equalized value increased to just over $505 billion. However, that total still has not reached the pre-recession peak recorded in 2008. And WisTax estimates it will be 2017 before state property markets erase the effects of 5 consecutive years of value decline. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And take note that Sunday, the Iron Girl Triathlon will be taking place inside and around Prairie Springs Park in the village of Pleasant Prairie. The swim and run courses entirely within the park. The bike course going to take the athletes outside onto local roads. As a result, Highway 165 is going to be closed down in locations between 10 a.m. and noon. Detour routes will be marked. More information about the event online at www.irongirl.com. All right, here with the forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.